Ward, this was continued from August 10th. I move approval of accompanying resolution.
Second.
Madam Chair.
Motion and second.
I have just a couple of comments.
Yes, Councilor Flores.
I think it's really important. There's a lot of information that is being generated out there on social media that, quite frankly, is not accurate. Now, one of these main pieces, I think, that are very critical to this entire dialogue, to this entire discussion, is the fact that the vote we're about to take tonight does not obligate us to any purchase of any votes. It's simply to get us to the next step. We still have an entire vetting process to go through, and I think as part of that vetting process and part of that transparency, I think it's important that the city administration share with our local media as much of their information as possible. I think we all want to be on the same page, because what's happening is a lot of these comments that we're hearing on social media are being passed as fact. And I think that's really problematic, because our citizens should get unfiltered, unadulterated facts and information. And I think, as I said earlier, that process will involve working with our local media and sharing any information that we have with them.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Councilor Leonard.
I have some comments and questions that I would like to bring up at this time.
Sure.
What is the date of acceptance that we would have to respond stating that we would accept the amount of money?
I think that the best date on that, given what information I have, is kind of a tiered process in the award, 90 days from mid-September.
All right, so we have plenty of time to accept it. So therefore, I would like to make these comments. I think, and this is Kate Leonard speaking after numerous emails, phone calls from the population and the residents. I think everyone I have received calls from and emails asked for some basic information that I think is very important for the public understanding of what could be the purchase of this vote. So people say, and I this is my opinion too, does the city of Newport, what are our needs? Is it for a rescue ambulance boat? That's one question. Is that one of our biggest needs? I personally, and I don't speak for anybody but myself, think that that's probably a really good need that we have to fulfill because of what happens in our harbor. The next question is, do we have a need for a fire boat? And taking that into account, I looked at everything that was brought to me. I filtered as much as I could. I don't pretend to know everything. And I think that question needs to be vetted, because we have to, I think, say to ourselves, what would be the need and what would be the use of a fireboat? I can tell you this. Most boats that are in trouble and on fire in the water, in the harbor or beyond, sink, because the U.S. Coast Guard, the requirement is that you have fire extinguishers on your boat. Many electrical fires that do occur, nobody's going to get there in time to put it out. The Coast Guard saves people. I mean, that's what we're told they do. They don't go out to save the boat. Their first distress call response is to get people off, or if the people have jumped off to save themselves, that's what the Coast Guard does. So do we need a fireboat that may or may not make it to put out a fire? And we have the Coast Guard, we have a harbor master. I don't have the answer to that, but I think we need to vet it. And another thing I think we need to vet is, do we want a national security boat that would lead to a very different policy change for Newport? Do we want to be part of Homeland Security? What would that entail? And because we have a deadline of response 90 days from mid-September, And because we have a waterfront commission, and because I think that the public would like to see these things vetted and discussed before we commit to accepting money, and I'm not saying it's for a vote or a different vote, I think the public would like to know how the city, what our needs are, what their what the responses are, and to actually do a good job. I know I disagree with some council members. I think we're looking at it myself backwards, saying, receive the money and then we'll tell you later if we really want it. That's my opinion. But knowing that we have all this time, knowing that we have or could form and use our waterfront commission and a committee to vet this, I really feel that this should be continued. And I would make a motion to continue it for 2 weeks at least.
So I would like to make a point to that, what you just said, Kate. So again, this is not obligating us to any purchases at all. We still have several months to have a discussion about this. What we're doing is we're taking a vote to get to the next step. And a lot of the points that Councillor Leonard is bringing up, such as we're being mandated, we're going to have some sort of federal mandate.
I didn't say that right here. Don't say I said it.
Well, policy. We go through the federal vote route, then we're going to be mandated on a federal level in some capacity, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay. But we have 3 months to vet this entire process. So I see this as a mere formality to get to the next step. And I disagree with the sentiment that exists out there that somehow if we vote today, now we're in on this. And now we are committed in some capacity. And that's simply not the case.
Could I just say, when you mentioned the fire boats and people are out in the water, but my concern is if there was a boat on a dock, on a pier or something on fire, and they were not able to distinguish it, certainly it would help all the other boat owners, some local, some from out of town. I mean, you could have a million-dollar disaster if they weren't able to extinguish it. So that was just my thought. I do understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying that we haven't had a fire boat for probably 20 years.
I'm sorry, Councilor Leonard, a point of order. She has an amendment on the floor. I second her amendment.
Okay. We haven't had a fire boat for 20 years, and I can tell you that when the list came out of all those properties that would be challenged by not having a fire boat, I can tell you that I really looked at that list, and I can tell you if we think that a fireboat's going to climb a cliff to put out a fire on a big estate, it's not happening. And almost every fire, I think, and I'd like to know the number of fires we have had on a boat, in the harbor, and then on a dock in Newport in the last 5 years. And I'm not saying it would happen, but I think that we have fire trucks that, contrary to what people think, can get on, go down a wharf and get near a dock. That we have. But I'm not the one that I think should vet this, and I'm not the one who should say this should happen or should not happen. I don't pretend to be an expert. What I do think is that we have a lot of people in this community who are really smart and work on the water and can vet it as much as possible with input from the fire department, so this becomes a big public process where people feel comfortable knowing what, if they're going to get a boat, what it would be and what its uses would be. I think personally that the public deserves it.
All right, Councilor Leonard, you have a motion on the floor to continue it. Seconded by Councilor McLaughlin. All in favor of continuing?
I don't believe we finished discussing her motion.
Well, she had a motion on the floor.
Right. Well, now it's open to discussion.
Sure, I'll say something. Why not? I didn't know we were going to have a discussion, but since we are,
fine.
You brought up some points. I own a home. I live in a flood zone. highly doubt I'm ever going to have my house burned to the ground, have a fire in my house. I doubt I'm going to succumb to a flood. But I have flood insurance. I have fire insurance. And what is fact is that fire boats have saved people from fires. They have saved burning boats and lives as a result. And it's really rare. And for us to say, well, we haven't had a boat fire in a long time, or the need to save somebody in our bay, and use that as a justification to not entertain this. I agree, we should vet it further, and that there's no question about it. I think there's unanimous agreement that that will happen. But this is an insurance. You know, this isn't a shiny toy, as some people would like to think, for the fire department to have them play with. This is a life-saving apparatus that I think is essential, especially being the, you know, one of the boating capitals of the world. I think it's a non-issue for me personally. But like I said, we're going to have a lot of time to discuss this, to vet this. We're going to hopefully share as much of this information with the local media to really, you know, get the facts in order. And I don't think there's any question that we're going to follow that process.
Thank you. Councilor McLaughlin?
I'm really confused because we're drifting back and forth across whether we're talking about buying a boat or what Councilor Leonard has suggested is that we have time in which to do some of the discussion and exploration and consideration of alternatives that I think maybe we all want to do that. The bottom line is, as far as I know, we haven't been officially notified that we're going to get this money. I know that there's a piece of paper, and it says Newport, $723,000. But I don't see what the rush to judgment is when we haven't even been officially notified of it. And given that, what the problem would be to stop, take a couple of deep breaths, and explore some of the issues that people have raised. And to the extent that they're wrong, and I will agree that some of the things on social media are inaccurate, and I would put blame for that at many people's feet, but what's been discussed on social media and in the newspaper has raised, I think, significant and serious issues that should be explored. So with respect to the current motion before us, which is to continue this and open up a greater dialogue and a greater exploration, I think is something that we should do. We're not talking about whether a fireboat or whatever it is we ultimately buy is something we need. We're not talking about whether we're going to save lives or not. The boat that was used as a model for this grant application, if we buy that one, we won't have it for almost 2 years because we can't do anything until we actually have formal notification that we're going to get the money. And even then, there's a period of time that's specified, you know, 3 months to come up with the specifications, which I understand some people think that means maybe we'll buy a $250,000 boat rather than a $960,000 boat. I don't share that sentiment. I'm really concerned that if you vote to accept the grant tonight, that's going to be the end of any serious discussion about whether you're going to buy a $960,000 boat. And I think there should be some discussion of that. And I think we're rushing to that conclusion tonight. I'll have other things to say once we get back to the main motion, but I support Councillor Leonard's motion to continue this.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion in regard to Councillor Leonard's motion? Hearing none. This is the motion that Councillor Leonard asked that this be continued, seconded by Councillor McLaughlin. All in favor, please raise your right hand. All opposed, please raise your right hand. Motion fails.
Madam Chair, we're back on the original motion to approve the resolution.
There's a second. There's a motion and second to approve the resolution. Discussion.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Councillor McLaughlin.
You know, I'd start out by saying that there are a couple of givens in this process. One is that Newport has an outstanding, highly qualified, responsive fire department. There's no question about that. There's no question that we need to replace the existing boat that the fire department uses for rescue. And there's no question that the fire department specified an amount, $260,000, and it's in the CIP, and we voted a budget to appropriate that money. The question I have, and I wish we could continue this and have this discussion in other forums, is how did we get to a chemical, biological, radiation, nuclear boat? I must confess, I find myself at a distinct disadvantage because I've read the application several times, and I've tried to understand, why did we start out by saying that what we wanted was a boat that would have those capabilities? Why did we talk about an array of soft and hard targets for terrorist attack as being in our area of responsibility? You know, which in my mind is, it's subtly transferring the responsibility of responding to terrorism from the federal government to the city of Newport. Just subtly, but it's nonetheless part of my concern. Why did we say that our area of responsibility is Narragansett Bay, the Saconnet River, Rhode Island Sound, including Block Island, the Port of Providence, Mount Hope Bay, Taunton River, approaches the Cape Cod Canal? I mean, these are assertions that are made in the application. Why did we say that the city of Newport is requesting Port Security Grant Program funds to purchase a CBRNE emergency response and recovery vehicle? You know, the multi-use platform will reduce the time necessary to detect, mitigate, and recover from an IED or a CBRNE incident. I would tell you that you go through the application, you don't get to firefighting until you've read quite a ways into it. Now, there's been some allusion to firefighting, and I would just make the point for the council's benefit and anybody else listening. The responsibility to fight a fire on a boat is really the boat owners. Now, when they're tied up, you may think, oh, well, they're tied up in the harbor. That shifts to somebody else. But the reality is that vessels on the water, they leave port and they go out to places where they cannot rely on anybody but themselves. Whether it's a cruise ship, a sailboat, a mega yacht. I suspect that the mega yachts in our harbor have fire suppression systems in them that make Newport Hospital jealous. Because they have to. They can't rely on anybody but themselves. So to suggest that somehow we have to be worried about that, I mean, what I've heard, and I haven't heard anybody dispute this, is most of the time when there's a fire in a vessel on the water, they let it burn to the waterline. They tell the people, put your life jackets on, jump in the water, we'll rescue you. And the reality is, I don't know how much of a fire boat Newport really needs. For that matter, I don't know whether we need a chemical, biological, nuclear, whatever else there is in there type of boat. What we need is a rescue vehicle with robust ambulance capabilities so that we can go out and do what we've been asked to do over the years that we've had the boat that we have now. I don't know that we've been asked to put out fires in Newport Harbor, but I know we've been asked to go transport people who have been injured on boats into the shore. The boat that was used as the template for this grant application, yeah, it will do that. But would some other boat do it? And how did we get to this boat? We don't know. And I would just say, in a couple of minutes, we're going to take up another item on our docket where we actually put something out to bid. And three companies came back and said, we can do this. The interesting thing is we're not going to give it to the lowest cost company. But we got responses to a statement of specification. And we got responses, and we're going to award a contract to somebody. Now, you could argue that we're going to do that after the fact. But the reality is, this grant application was based on a particular boat, and I'm not going to say that the council will be unable to move away from that boat and do something different, but I would be I would be, and I think many of the people in the public would be much more confident that we would be able to do that if we actually took the time to consider what some of those other alternatives are. Is $960,000 with capabilities to deal with responsibilities that I don't know belong to the city of Newport? I read the grant application when I got done. I thought, my God, if things are really this bad, we should ask for the Navy to put some sort of a naval vessel at the entrance to Narragansett Bay to deal with these threats. But we shouldn't necessarily be trying to get the fire department of Newport. I've got four more pages of notes here, but I'm not going to read them all. But I am going to just go to just a couple of things. I mean, one is the policy aspect. This grant application went in. I think it's objective is not a bad objective. As former Mayor McKenna told me, the way to do government is to get somebody else to pay for things. And that's not a bad thing to do. But sometimes because you get someone else to pay for it doesn't necessarily mean it's what you should do. You need to do due diligence and make sure that you've asked the right questions about whether this is, in fact, the right thing to do for Newport. Is this what Newport needs?
Madam Chair.
And I'll cede the floor if you have a question, but I'm not finished.
Please, let him finish.
So there's one aspect, that, you know, and there's an aspect of policy here, you know, where is this really what... Have we agreed that the Newport Fire Department should get involved in these things which are actually talked about in the grant application? And I'll just stop with one last thing, and that is what I would call mission creep. Everybody says, oh no, this isn't going to have any impact on Manning. But as I said to Joe in a conversation, people who buy Corvettes don't leave them in the garage. This is a very... The templates that's being used is a very powerful platform, and the implications in the application are that this is going to be like a frontline defense against chemical, biological, nuclear, IEDs. I don't know how that can happen if you just have it parked down at Parati Park waiting for somebody to run over from the fire station. I think there's a disconnect between the implied capability and the implied mission that the city might take on and what I think we may think we're going to do. So I'm concerned that there could be mission creep here, and suddenly we're going to find ourselves, you know, taking on roles that we should have talked about before we talked about buying this fireboat. Thank you very much.
I'm wondering if the city manager or the chief of fire department could possibly put this whole nuclear biological thing in perspective for this boat. I mean, in my mind, this is a fire rescue boat. This is the capability as far as the biological IED stuff is sort of an add-on. But please, could you please put that into perspective for us?
Everyone in the public by now knows what a port security grant is and has read the overview of what the whole intent of a port security grant is. Again, it's just a grant. And I'm sure everyone's familiar with if you just Google port security grants, you're going to come up with a plethora of information, a laundry list of explanations, and what the funding priorities are. So if you represent in an application that you wish to enhance maritime domain awareness, or you want to enhance somehow IED or CDRNE prevention, then you qualify under the requirements of the application to submit your application, which in many respects I agree with the way the application was framed, the wordsmithing of it. It's a difficult read, if you will, but at the end of the spectrum, I guess I'll characterize it as the means justify the end here, and if the means was the application, the end is the award of the grant perhaps. And from what we've vetted, and believe me, we've vetted a lot, and I'll get back to the CBRNE aspect of it in a moment. We've vetted a lot. I've gone through the so-called articles of agreement that would be otherwise attached to the grant. that we would commit to. We've had discussions with the Coast Guard, and I think the one issue that comes out of it for me is there, despite there being a federal grant award of funds, we don't have any type of legal obligation, if you will, to act in any fashion. We're not an operational component of the Coast Guard, because I know that was there was some concern there that we're now somehow federalized. And I suppose the way I characterize the grant, and I don't want to undermine the ask of what's in the application itself, but I don't see this much different than any other federal grant that we get, to be honest with you, and candid with you. I do recognize, however, the issues of the need. I recognize the, if I had a crystal ball, what I have said, and I had seen the actual language of the application, I said, take that moose thing out of there. I'm not so sure we're going to end up with that type of vote, as I see it, and as I've explained to you, I think a couple of times, and as I penned to you the other day, I see this as part of a process. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily, nothing's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Continue for 2 weeks. We're going to be back at the same spot in 2 weeks. Continue it, 60 days, maybe we'd be further along. But what I'm, in my mind, what I'm trying to avoid, since we've committed to it, is we know that we're somewhere between $260,000 and $900,000 in terms of an expenditure here. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want to go off and specify the more expensive item, if you will. I don't necessarily want to, would suggest that we involve, as I've committed to you, based upon conversations I've had with the waterfront chair, to have a colloquy with him about the needs, if you will, and where we're going with this thing. I don't necessarily want to have that colloquy with what the fire chief has committed to, and that is get certain individuals in the community that have at least the base knowledge of this to discuss things like need and the like. Mm-hmm. And then come back to the council at some time with a specification and then make the decision we're not going to go that route, so we're back to square one. So I would like to know at least, so I guess it's almost this exercise tonight is almost a semantical exercise. I think my recommendation is that we, and I'm glad someone said take a step back and take a breath. I'm glad that was expressed, because I'm going to take a breath after today on this thing, let me tell you. But I know enough about rescue boats and fire boats and port security grants that I really care to know now, but at least it's a step, and then there still needs to be a lot of work done. The specifications in and of themselves haven't been developed yet completely, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to take ownership with this thing. This is a City of Newport grant, not a Newport Fire Department grant, so the administration has responsibility, and I need to go through each and every specification with the Waterfront Commission and whomever else wants to participate to know exactly what we're going to, the final product, so everyone's happy with it, so that we can come back to the council with those specifications, and I'm also glad that we're talking about the process of going out to bid on it. I'm not completely satisfied, and I've expressed that to you, with just cherry picking a boat off of the GSA list, albeit we may be able to legally do that, we probably are, we've done it in the past. I feel more comfortable in my mind, and I've had this discussion with the solicitor, about making a more of a public process in terms of whatever we specify, see what product we can get, vet the product, vet all of that, and see where we end up. If it's a moose boat, and I believe me, I was out on a moose boat, and it has great capability, but if it's some other manufacturer that everyone prefers, so be it. At the end of this spectrum, though, you're going to have to approve, and Justin reminded me the other evening, you're going to have to approve a contract. You reject the contract, you reject the contract. And then we are obviously well back to square one. But if you approve it, then we're off and running, and you know, this thing is not going to be built tomorrow. There is a, as I understand it, you have to get, I think it was San Francisco lost, might be Portland or San Francisco lost a large chunk of port security money as a result of not complying with the timelines. We do have a lot of time here right now, but I don't see what you're doing here tonight anything more than a next step. I think we've come a long way since this was first exposed to the council in the last couple of weeks. There's a lot of questions that have been answered, and I recognize that there's still a lot of questions to be answered. The CBRNE thing is a cost item of approximately $40,000, but it gets us, by specifying that in an application, it gets us this port security grant. Mm-hmm. It gets us through the door of the port security grant.
I mean, the way I look at the harbor and I see how busy it is, and I as a matter of fact, I went online and there's a website called waterwaysguide.com that says Newport is one of the busiest ports in the world. Now, I really didn't know this, okay? So it caters to cruise ships, tall ships, mega yachts, blue water sailors, 70 knot cigarette boats, and it is a terminus or stopover for many of the world's greatest yacht races, end quote. We're also known as the sailing capital of the world. The harbor is busy with ferries, charter and tour boats, pleasure craft, cruise ships, harbor shuttles, and we have boat shows. Year-round fishing boats, research vessels, tankers, and supply ships dot the harbor. I mean, I see this money and I see this grant as a very good opportunity to afford something that we would not be able to afford. And I think what we have to have some robust rescue and ambulatory services in our harbor, considering the busyness of it and the vibrancy of it. So I think this is a terrific opportunity. I'm going to vote for the grant.
Can I just make one other point?
Madam Chair. Yes, Councillor Neville.
Can I just say, so tonight's vote is an acceptance of the grant, which I would see as if the majority of the council is willing to accept the grant, they're giving an endorsement to the concept of having a fire rescue boat for the city. Which fire rescue boat will be determined at a later date, but this vote would indicate that as a council, we see the need for a fire rescue boat. That's how I interpret this vote tonight. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I looked at this and quoted directly from the grant application that the City of Newport fire rescue boat, whatever we're going to call it, or boost boat at this point, we could work with and help Rhode Island DOT with bridge inspections. We could help Rhode Island DEM with events. And then I kind of laughed this week because someone from the Middletown Town Council asked somebody to call me and give me a message that, quote, Aquidneck Island really could use this loose boat and they would like to see Newport buy it and maintain it. And I said, well, if it's so important to you too, then I would think that you should step up and really want to be part of the solution, if you think it's that. I always try to look at the big picture and the long-term cost of maintaining and the uses. Like I said, I don't say I'm an expert, but we do have a lot of experts. And I think that we owe it to the citizens to vet this properly and substantially before we say, yep, we think that it's a great idea.
Madam Chair, I completely agree with Councillor Leonard, but I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Is there anyone from the public that would like Mr. Genio? Believe it or not, you have 3 minutes.
I think I could do that. Thank you. Good evening, Mayor, Councillors. My name is Matt Genio. I live at 28 Hillside Avenue, Newport. I'm the General Manager of Oldport Marine and President of the Newport Maritime Alliance. I'd like to start off by saying that the City of Newport desperately needs a fire boat, no question about it. It's an embarrassment that we still do not own one. The state of Rhode Island has more boats per capita than any other state in the United States. There are approximately 3 to 4, possibly 5 boating fatalities a year in Rhode Island. Not that many, and virtually none are caused by fire. I was very disappointed to hear that the city's Waterfront Commission was not asked to vet this grant and was not asked to offer any type of input whatsoever in the decision-making process. This very capable group of hardworking volunteers are very knowledgeable in maritime matters and should always be consulted on issues pertaining to the safe and efficient operation of Newport Harbor. Throughout the entire fireboat discussion, the city's Harbor Master Division was never recognized for the role in search and rescue operations in Newport Harbor and Lower Narragansett Bay. It's almost as if they don't exist. The Harbor Master Department employs personnel who are trained to perform rescue operations on their 2 state-of-the-art rescue boats. The Harbor Master Department just took possession of a brand new $250,000 safe boat from Washington State. Our Harbor Master, Tim Mills, is at the safe boat headquarters this week training on our new patrol rescue boat. The Harbor Master Division is 100% funded by the Harbor Enterprise Fund. Not one nickel comes out of the taxpayer's pocket to cover the Harbor Master's $1 million annual budget. Their entire operating budget is covered by mooring fees, fines, dockage, and cruise ship landing fees. I really hope that the Harbor Master Department doesn't end up funding the future fireboat expenses. Castle Hill Coast Guard Station operates 3 45-foot rescue boats that are berthed only minutes away from Newport Harbor. Why must we duplicate the assets that are already available to us? Just to be clear, the Coast Guard, as was mentioned, does not have any major firefighting capability on any of their boats, very minor. Why haven't other fireboat options been made available for our consideration? Safeboat of Seattle, Washington offers 29-foot search and rescue vessels with excellent firefighting equipment for less than $400,000. I spoke with a representative from Safeboat this week and was told that their $400,000 fire rescue vessel would qualify for the same Homeland Security grant as the $1 million Moose Boat grant. They're very capable, but basic vessels require far less training and cost substantially less to maintain and repair than the extremely high-tech and overly complex moose boats. As I previously mentioned, the Harbor Master Division currently owns 2 safe boats. 1 more minute.
30 seconds.
Okay. Old Port Marine owns and operates 20 vessels in and around Newport Harbor. We've built 145 Coast Guard boats and the largest dealer of Yanmar Marine diesels on the East Coast. We know boats, and there's an old saying in the marine industry, boating ain't cheap. Please delay your vote to accept this grant and consider purchasing a fireboat that's better suited for our modest needs and won't cost us an arm or leg to service, maintain, and train our fire personnel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just by the way,
okay, I just want to say, I believe I heard the managers indicate that he is or will be meeting with members of the Waterfront Commission, and certainly those meetings are public. And anyone is welcome to attend.
And I will say, by the way, and if we use the public procurement process, Safeboat more than welcome to participate in that process. Matter of fact, they reached out to my office, they reached out to Kate, I think they reached out to
me.
Probably all of you. So there's a lot of people that are manufacturers of boats that have reached out.
Thank you.
Understood.
Okay, anybody else from the public? Yes. Your name, please?
Margaret Kirshner from 8 Pleasant Street, and I just wanted to make a comment. I wanted to express my gratitude to the chief of the fire department for taking the initiative to apply for this grant. And I thought it was an excellent application. You know, my oldest boy is a firefighter, so I'm partial to supporting the fire department. And I think that gratitude and congratulations are in order, and that anyone who has any other comment ought to take the time to attend this forum. And there is no other more important forum for comments than the city council meeting. And I appreciate that the safety and the training of our fire department is in the hands of the chief, and that that is foremost when I think of firefighting.
Thank you.
I hope someone is doing the same for my boy who's in Brooklyn. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes. Identify yourself.
Ryan Miller, 45 Elm Street, chair of the Waterfront Commission. I just wanted to add one comment that I like the idea of a forum, a core group that looks at this with the Waterfront Commission involvement, but we don't have the fire experience. We would like some support there. And, you know, just as an example, we did that with the Maritime Center. There was marketing involved. There was infrastructure, construction, all different elements to it, and it came out very successfully. So I think a specialized group would be helpful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Councilor?
I'm going to say something that I think Matt's my friend, but he won't be at in a minute. But two things. Councilor Neville talked about the need and all that. Unfortunately, Councilor Leonard was suffering from an injury, so she wasn't able to vote for the budget this year. But all the rest of us voted for the budget, and that has $260,000 in it for a fire to upgrade the fire department's capabilities in the harbor. And I'm sure that Councilor Leonard would have supported that at the time. So none of us are opposed to, you know, upgrading the fire department's capabilities. Unfortunately, Matt said something, and I really have to suggest, I don't have a boat. The general population in Newport don't have boats. Maybe the cost of this boat should be borne by the people who have boats. Maybe we should have a tax on mega yachts. We already have a tax on cruise ships, but this is a capability that we need in the harbor. Maybe the people who do things in the harbor should be paying for it and not the general fund, which, you know, it's easy to sell. We'll take $260,000 out of the general fund for it. I know that's not going to be a popular position because we used water, you know, harbor funds in the past to repair seawalls, but maybe we should look to see how we're paying for something like this to make sure that the people who are actually going to benefit from it are contributing to the cost of it.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes, Councilor.
I would just like to counter that point, though, which I think was made at the last meeting, in that our harbor has been promoted as an economic generator now, and we've been working very hard in bringing in regattas that would benefit the overall community by boosting our economy. So to say that protecting those assets that are in the harbor somehow is only beneficial to boat owners, I think, is a little simplistic. Okay,
thank you. All right, are we ready to vote?
Yes.
This is the last time.
Councilor McLaughlin, just to add a comment to that. The fire that happened in southern Narragansett Bay on the water last weekend, if that had happened a little closer to the bridge, a little further east, the tide could have taken that boat, which was allowed by the Coast Guard to burn and sink, could have shut down the Newport Bridge on the middle of a Saturday in August. So
Sunday
in August.
I was at the moorings. I saw the smoke.
It's more than just affecting the boat owner. It's affecting Newport as a whole. Thank you.
Okay. Ready to vote?
Yes.
All in favor of approving, please raise your right hand. Any opposed, raise your right hand. 5-2.